You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, sponsored by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Now in the studio, local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome to The Money Hour on 570 KVI, the Sunday, April 13th show. I'm your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell. I have a great show for you today. If there's any questions, more information needed, feel free to call in at 1-888-987-0570 or online at themoneyhour.com. Again, that's 1-888-987-0570. Thank you for taking time to talk money. I'm here every Sunday at 11 a.m. right here on 570 KVI. I'm committed to providing you the knowledge needed to be successful in every area regarding your finances. Again, if there's any information that you have questions or questions on any information that we talk about, just pick up the phone, give the show a call, 1-888-987-0570 or online at themoneyhour.com. Again, it's 1-888-987-0570. And let's go ahead and start out with the show before we make it about Magnum and do a little bit of money chat. Money, money, money. How time flies. It's that time again. April 15th, property taxes, income taxes are coming up. It's time to pay some money to the IRS. And I want to go over the most common tax mistakes that happen. So first one, unsigned returns. It's the easiest part of doing your taxes, but sometimes people still forget to do it. When you file online, you won't be able to submit the returns without your type signature. If you're filing jointly, you need two type signatures. But when you're filing on your own, this is often overlooked, and an unsigned tax return is like an unsigned check. It's not valid, and the IRS states that. The second one is wrong Social Security number. Well, you should have your own Social Security number memorized by now. Taxpayers often enter the wrong numbers for children or for other family members. So if you're unsure of the number, get the Social Security cards out and copy from that. Otherwise, you're at risk of getting your returns kicked back from the IRS, which is never any fun. The next one is wrong name. Apparently, many taxpayers can't spell their names correctly. The IRS says putting the wrong name on the tax form is one of the most common tax errors. Now, this mistake also comes up a lot after a person has changed their name, after getting married, or for some other reason, and the name that they actually write on the return doesn't match the name the IRS system has. Wrong filing status. You should be pretty certain about whether you're married or single, but often people get confused as whether to choose head of household or single as their filing status according to the IRS. Primarily, this is happening with divorced parents of minor children. Either confusion as to who legally entitled to claim the kids sets in, or one parent is illegally attempting to claim the children and the filing status that accompanies them. So tax filing programs like TurboTax, H&R Block will help you figure out the right status to choose. But if you're filing on your own and unsure which status is correct in your situation, you can go to the IRS website. They've got some really, really great tools, online tools that you can utilize. Mistake claiming credits or deductions. So it's common for taxpayers to mistakenly claim deductions or credits that they don't qualify for, or to miss out on some of these tax credits that you do qualify for. The credits that are most often abused or neglected is the Earned Income Tax Credit, the Child Independent Care Credit, and the Standard Deduction. With the ever-increasing complexity of the tax code, it's no wonder they continue to see errors in the credits and deductions. So if you're filing solo, make sure to read the instruction carefully to ensure that you're qualified for any given credit. Otherwise, the tax software should help you determine which credits that you can and cannot claim. And I just, you know, as your representative here for the Money Hour, you all know, if you're a regular listener, how committed I am to having representation on anything regards our money. There's just so much that needs to be known in all of these arenas. I do have a tax representative, a licensed CPA, that comes into studio on a regular basis. If you'd like a referral to him, you all know that I only invite the best of the best in the local market in all areas regarding money. So I want to make sure that I have a a whole team put together of everybody that you need to protect your money. So give the show a call, 1-888-987-0570, if you'd like a referral there to make sure that you're getting the maximum amount of money back and obviously paying the least amount of taxes to the IRS. Now, wrong bank account number. When requesting a refund via direct deposit, you must enter your bank account number on the tax return. But even if one of the numbers is off, the IRS won't be able to transfer your refund into your account and will send it back to you and your return until your return gets fixed. And then last one I want to bring up is math errors. IRS doesn't like math errors. IRS says that people who file with a pen and paper are 20 times more likely to make mistakes than those who file e-file. While tax software will crunch the numbers on your tax returns for you, filing on your own will require some additional additions and subtractions. So make sure that you double check your figures before submitting your return. And if you file paper by paper, it could take a while for the IRS to process the return and identify the mistakes before they send it back to you. So if you file electronically, however, your return will be rejected immediately if there are any incorrect math, and then you can go ahead and fix that and resubmit it. So I thought that might be helpful for my listeners today, being that it is tax time right now. Coming up next on the Money Hour, mortgage fraud. What is it? Who's been affected? And how do you fight the big banks? Magnum Law Group, very excited to have them in studio right here on 570 KVI after the short break.